Yes. Looks like Susie got a new tube top. Looking good, Susie. What's this? A smear on my telescope! Damn it, Edith! What did I tell you about touching my wizard's telescopes? I am enraged with you! Enraged, woman! How am I supposed to look at the girls? I got smears on my wizard's... You never know where you'll look if you use a smear on a wizard's telescope! What's wrong with you? Who am I even talking to anymore? Oh, I didn't see you come in. Hello, I'm Galdep. I'm misunderstood. And you have stumbled your way into my chamber of secrets and gaieties. Not like that! And when last we saw our intrepid travelers, they had stumbled into a mirror dimension and become slightly altered in their flesh and their minds and their magic. Things aren't working as they should. Everything's slightly strange, but in a way that is imperceptible. And they continue down the road to Cool Ranch, hoping to find their friend Jennifer, the vile tiefling. Even though they are now in an alternate world, it seems exactly the same. Get out of here! Get out!
You guys escaped the tower and found your way back to the town, where everybody just seems to be packing up and leaving. Without the wizard there to employ them, because the tower is a blazing inferno, they've pretty much given up on any hope of making any money here. So they're moving on in various different directions. And that is where you guys come in.
This
tavern food is acceptable.
Tastes good.
But tonight we're eating Blazing Buffalo Ranch. Doritos collisions, pizza creepers and ranch.
Yeah, give me more of that.
And just straight up Cool Ranch. Perhaps we will make it to Cool Ranch in this episode.
Who knows?
Yeah, so, Cher likes putting things in the top hole.
So there's a dwarf leaving from the staircase in the inn and sees you guys there and gives you a contemptuous snort as he leaves, and he seems to be the last person in the building.
Up yours, buddy.
Hey, you're short like me.
Yes, Chair, go play with your new friend.
I'm going to run over to this guy. And just, you know, my chair hood just dangling.
I'm going inside the inn.
He tries to ignore you and pushes on.
I'm like running around him in circles, waving my arms, going, "Hey, friend! Hey, were you a chair? Why do you wear clothes? Clothes are stupid."
He pulls out an axe from his belt. It's like a wood hatchet, but he brandishes it rather menacingly and tells you to back off.
I have been walking towards Chair. I grab him by his neck. Throw him over my shoulder and continue walking into the inn.
Yay!
You receive yet another contemptuous snort, and he turns around and continues on his merry dwarven way.
Hi, friend!
I miss you!
So, you guys are all alone in a tavern. It's apparently been abandoned. What to do?
There's no bartender?
Nobody there.
Al!
There's one barrel left on the counter.
Oh.
About half full.
I open it up. I ask if anyone wants... Hey, guys, want ale?
You have fun. We will talk big talk people. Person talk.
I'm behind the counter rifling through their things.
Jamal, we need to figure out where is Cool Ranch and if it's like Otherworld and is the same direction.
Maybe there's a map under here. Next to all that gold they probably didn't leave.
I'm drinking ale. Newcastle Brown. Let me know if this affects any of my stats.
Roll toughness.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh, critical on this one.
Reroll. Oh, you're fine.
23?
Yeah. Yeah, you're halfway through the barrel and raring for more.
Hey, Jamala, do you find any of the mapping?
I don't know, do I?
No. You want to roll some perception to rifle around looking for something?
Yes, let's.
If you got a search skill, you can apply that.
It's an old favorite song. It's a drinking song. Derp, derp, derp,
derp. It's right there, man.
Where is it?
What's he looking for?
First character sheet. Yeah.
I'm searching for search.
Oh, that's going to be...
yeah, searching over here.
Detection.
No, so then just roll your perception skill.
Wouldn't it be detection?
Yeah, if you got detection, that's it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. It's an 8.
Oh, then you roll it again, because that's...
Is it going to be one of those game sessions?
It was a D8 plus 2 equals 8.
So it's a total of an 8, not a natural 8.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, no, they don't really carry maps in taverns.
all right. Fair enough. What about directions, Arcane?
There's the dwarf that ran down, continued on down the road.
I'll be right back. I run out the door.
Okay.
I'm going to,
you just know the direction he was heading towards.
I'm going to run down. Try to run him down.
It's been a shitty
day. Well, after about 20 minutes, you catch up to him.
Hey, excuse me, small one. I want to apologize for my small one. He is being a little of the stupid. I just want to know if you know quickest route to Cool Ranch.
Back the way you came. 3 days.
Well, thank you very much.
I run back to the tavern.
And I am 40 minutes drunker.
I walk in.
Hey. It's... Dreamer.
She's dancing on the bar.
What's
she got her hand on.
Oh, he's about.
You see Chair's feet kicking that from the top of the barrel.
That idiot drunk most of it.
I
saved what I could.
I think it's best to start travel tomorrow. You two go get good sleep. I will go find a place to rest.
I ain't sleeping in this town's abandoned. I'm gonna go raiding.
Does this town have another bar?
It's kind of a small town. The town was the bar.
I'm sure somebody left something important.
I'm going to go find the equivalent of an inn and go find a room and try to lock the door.
The rooms are above the tavern.
I'm going to go upstairs.
Is there a back room of this thing?
No.
I'm looking for more ale.
And I wander out into the night drunkenly.
Because V-Mac got kind of beat up in that last adventure. V-Mac wants to rest.
Yeah,
off.
He needs a little bit of healing.
It's been a shitty day.
He's celebrating.
Hell yeah! I killed all the fucking hyena men.
Ripping a blood.
Since you are sober, you might want to roll an intelligence or a tactics test if you've got tactics.
Don't, but no. Intelligence.
Okay, yeah.
I've got athletics.
Okay, yeah, no, that sounds great.
Bedtime! It's that time for me back! I got mail!
Hey, game master. Why don't I roll something to see if I find anything?
Roll toughness.
Sure.
Sure, can roll some toughness too.
Hell yeah.
Getting closer to rolling stamina at this point.
A 0.
That would be a 10.
That's a 10.
Yay.
That's a critical.
Good.
You guys can hold your alcohol.
A 7.
9. You're just burning up all the good rolls now.
Yeah, I got a 9.
9? Mm-hmm. Okay. You're starting to feel a little tired from all the consumption, but you're not drunk. You're not fall down drunk. You're just feeling really good. You're really high on life. I mean, but...
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to finding things, it's not that important. It's pretty out.
You're right. Oh, look, I found
your spells
the stars.
Are working now.
Even the stars don't look different. They're just as pretty as diamonds.
The next morning, VMAC wakes up feeling rather refreshed.
Ah, it's a beautiful day. Let us go find the other two.
Okay.
And go find our good friend Jenny Thier.
Okay, roll a search or spot detection.
Spot! I got a spot. You
okay.
Want a spot?
Yep.
Total of 13.
When you walk downstairs, you immediately head towards that barrel, and you find Cher curled up in a nice little ball at the bottom of it.
He's so cute. I'll leave you here for now and go find the Jamala.
Where would Jamala have fallen asleep?
I'm going to do another prop.
No, you can hear that. Propped up against the wall, sitting.
I feel terrible. Ale doesn't suit my innards.
Hey, good morning, sunshine. How is you?
You're so loud. Go away.
And I'm going to stumble into the tavern because it's dark in there.
I'm going to look inside the barrel. Good morning, how are you?
Oh, God.
You hear that with an echo. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
I'm just going to smash outward as furiously.
All right.
Maybe, I don't know, should I roll anything?
Yeah, you can roll strength. It's going to be a rather amazing roll though, to break through that.
Is there any of that black stuff made of beans in here?
Critical.
Holy crap!
10 plus 12, 20.
Your legs push straight out of the bottom of the barrel, knocking two planks out. Your arms, though, because of the way you were laying, you can't push those out. But okay. So if you stand up, the way it looks now, that barrel's actually horizontal.
Can I stand up?
Hey!
Chair has pants.
Oh, God.
You have discovered clothing. I am proud.
I'm stuck. Someone get me out of the barrel.
Blessed Tiamat.
I'm just going to lift the barrel. I'm going
to
lift the barrel. I'm trying to just shake him out.
Why have you tormented your daughter so?
His legs kick furiously as you're lifting and shaking. You hear a really loud, disturbing stomach noise, and something stinks. But eventually he pops out.
God.
It's time to leave.
I like ale. In the night. I don't like ale in the morning.
Big Mac walks outside.
V-Mac, did you ever find out?
Yes, I know it's the way. Follow me.
Okay.
It's basically the same way you were expecting to go.
I'm gonna put my scarf over my head and filter out the light.
It's a beautiful, bright morning. The sun is shining. Birds are singing.
Birds! What are the birds?
They're like sparrows and, you know, little birds. They're not cawing birds. They're
I'm staring those birds down just in case they do anything.
So as you continue on, Cher, eyes glued to the trees that they pass by where he sees and hears the larks and other birds singing. Jamala mumbling and groaning as she covers herself with a scarf. And VMAC merrily leading the way because he was restful. Ready to go.
Ah, what a beautiful day. Easy love you. I like this universe. He's better.
I don't like how many birds are in it.
I don't like anything. Least of all you two.
I like you.
2 days later,
you guys start to pass by small outlying little farms and settlements and houses and shacks, marking what you assume to be a more of a town and hopefully your destination. The weather, which was at one point decidedly bright and cheerful, full of singing birds and rainbows and bunny rabbits, has now turned slightly grim and gray. Not too bad. No storm on the horizon. It's just not as fun. And much more to Jamala's mood.
Yeah.
Hopefully he doesn't have a hangover no more.
Tiny lizard woman.
I get all by the liquor. You don't know me.
Sorry.
You better be sorry. I'll make you sorry. Shut up. Shut up.
He's still drunk?
I'm brooding. Damn it. By Tiamat's festering quim, I'm brooding.
We need to find the Jennifer sooner than later so Jamal is no longer grumpiest person here.
I don't like him either. He stood me up. Son of a bitch. All right. What's going on?
You guys come to a low, about waist-high wall, stone wall. It looks like it was put together by peasants. It's not an uncommon sight and is obviously the boundary marker to a much bigger land holding. It has almost like wooden poles with a way you would expect to see like a sign or a banner topper to it. But there's nothing hanging there anymore. You assume this to be the place you've been looking for. Or at least the outward boundary marker of it.
Is there a door or a gate?
No. You can walk right through it. Uh-huh. It's like a ranch almost. Gotcha. Like you would have those wooden poles.
Gotcha, okay. I've got the mental image of Loglon Ranch.
Yeah, the wall is, it looks like it's there just to keep the cattle and whatever animals in line.
Is
it's
there
not
any
there
animals?
No, you don't see any. Mm. But it's not there for any kind of sort of defense purpose.
Okay.
You continue on, and a few hours into it, you finally start to see what looks like a small keep on the horizon and a small little town surrounding that. Mostly just like thatched cottages and mud huts and things like that. Very poor, not incredibly populated, but still a working, functioning place, which is probably the only ranch you're going to find in this area.
I think we're here. I think this is a ranch.
How do you even know that?
It's a ranch.
You've never seen a ranch before.
Hmm.
I must have shown you a picture. Have you been showing me pictures again? I told you about that.
You do remember when Cher had crazy mind-swapping thing. He was a cowboy once.
Oh. Is that how that works?
I don't know.
That's unpleasant. All right.
I do know a lot about putting on makeup and wigs.
I swear, if he ever turns into a fop again, I'm gonna put him out of his misery.
Hey, put him out of our misery.
All right. Hello. Hello.
Somebody looks up from, looks like a high, you know, a wheat field almost, but it's just a high grass, and looks up, sees you guys, and just kind of wanders off towards the settlement. Not running or going to alert anybody, or you're just heading in that direction.
Before he starts running towards the person, I put my hand on Chair.
Oh!
Do not chase. We are not here to scare people.
But I want to know if it's my friend.
Is safe to think yes.
Can I go?
I'm going to just keep walking.
Let's walk calmly towards settlement. Calmly.
Can I sit on your shoulders? You're tall.
Are you going to keep it tucked?
Yes.
Okay.
I tuck my dwarven junk back and climb up VMAC and sit on his shoulders. Yay!
Okay. As you guys are heading towards the settlement, you actually, you're following the road. Somebody is coming back towards you. A rather large man.
Human?
Yeah. Bald. I mean, just heavily muscled, big guy.
Trying to look impressive?
No, he just looks like a farmhand. It's just
okay.
So he's huge.
Just wearing common clothes.
Yeah.
I'm going to calmly put Chair off my shoulders.
Mm-mm. I hold on. I clamp my legs around his head.
Hi, friend. Is this Cool Ranch by any chance?
It is.
Have you seen Tiefling?
I've got a friend. He's horny.
I smack him. Smack Chair.
He's horny.
He smells like sulfur and dead dogs and has a very handsome smile. And has horns in his head, but he's kind of like a fleshy human like you, but smaller.
No, not seeing one of them. That is one ugly kid on your shoulders.
Tell me about this.
That's his wife.
We're married.
I don't think we like you that. Kind of folk around here.
It's all him.
They're not with me. I know nothing about them.
I used to be a chair. What did you used to be?
Is there a tavern around here, by any chance?
Good yeah, man. There's a place.
It's got ale?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Thank you for your assistance. You've been very helpful. I hope you have a pleasant day.
Just watch yourselves. We don't like strangers around here.
My name's Chair. What's your name?
Just keep to yourself and everything will be okay.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, here we go. Goodbye.
Thank you for your time, sir.
I wanted to make friends.
I'm bad at talking.
I'm seriously lifting you up and holding you right here. Okay, Chair.
Yes.
Serious time.
Are you spinning him around first?
Yes.
Okay. You're going to hold it right in front of your face. You might want
to... Well, we're talking to his backside. No, I flip him around, looking at him eye to eye. Okay, Chair, it's serious time.
Hmm.
We do not want these people to not like us.
Hmm.
We need to be quiet, keep to ourselves, pretend they are already friends, but they are having bad days. They don't want to be bothered.
Oh, like Jennifer.
That's correct.
I miss Jennifer.
That's why we are here. We are trying to find Jennifer. In order to do that, we need these people to not hate us. If you are good, I will treat you to ale. Will you be good?
Yes.
I'd put you down on the ground.
Look at me being good. I'm being good. I'm standing with perfect posture.
I turned
marching
to Jamal.
In place.
Yes.
Let's go find him.
I'm
There's
being
no
good.
Problem. I'm
Look
go
at me
go
being
go
good.
Find him.
I am good.
He's going to rule the day he crossed me.
I am good. I'm so good. Look at me, good. Can't wait for ale.
The ace of spades, the ace of spades.
tavern. I'm being cool, because this is Cool Ranch, damn it.
I follow.
I follow in a perfect line.
And look, there's bowls of Cool Ranch Doritos everywhere.
It's about midday. Most of the people are actually milling around this area, sitting down, eating lunch, and basically taking a break from a long, hard day of work. The tavern itself is just merely a house where some wench pours ale. There's not much room inside, so most of the people take their food, sit outside on the grass or dirt piles or whatever, trying to find shade underneath the tree.
Can I have some ale?
Now, this looks like the Fiery Buffalo Tavern, all right? I can count by our local delicacies.
Can I order some ale?
Not yet.
She's a middle-aged woman, bright red hair, rather large, probably the Fiery Buffalo.
Hello, flaxen-haired, fleshy woman. I was wondering if you, by any chance, have seen a friend of ours. He's a tiefling named
Jennifer. No strangers. I ain't seen no strangers.
Oh, okay.
No, he's a friend.
Are you paying?
Sure. Yeah.
What will it be?
Three of your finest ales.
Can I get a bucket?
Don't give him a bucket. Don't even look at him.
I want a bucket of ale.
What are your specialty?
Don't let him know you have any holes.
She cocks a crooked eyebrow.
Hi.
Looks warily at Chair. Seems I'm to ponder good. Whether or not she's going to actually That's give you guys anything good, to drink. Sister. And splashes two mugs right down onto the bar. And are you sure you want to give some to him?
Yes.
You gotta keep him quiet. And then comes the third one.
Yay. I take it and I quietly start drinking.
This isn't enough to get me drunk. I'm good at this.
What is our specialty for food? I have been traveling. I could use some good grub.
Duck.
Want to eat some duck?
Is it Cool Ranch duck?
Sure.
All right, I'll have a duck.
I will also have duck.
Bucket of ale, please.
No bucket.
Don't give him. Don't.
Two ducks.
Two ducks, please. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. The ducks come out basically just swimming in grease and. Probably undercooked, but...
And I separate the entrails from mine and give them a Chair.
Yay!
Eat those. Eat them up.
It's like spaghetti. It's your favorite. He really likes the ones
Roll
that still have
spot.
Feces in them.
You don't seem as engaged with the Fiery Buffalo as the rest of them.
12.
12?
Total.
Okay. Notice that you know the only real sounds are coming from you guys. Nobody else is talking. The people milling about, having worked and spent their days together, just seem to be sitting, eating quietly, don't even seem to be making eye contact with each other. They just don't seem to care that anybody else is even around them. And as soon as, like, the barkeep is done speaking with you, she immediately looks away. Like, she just doesn't want to have anything to do with anybody.
God, you two make everybody hate us. It ain't me.
Let us take food outside. We can eat there.
It's
Thank you very much. I'll leave a couple of gold coins as a tip.
Okay. Cool. That doesn't even seem to make her give. She looks at the coins, puts them away. She doesn't even really give them a second look. You'd expect somebody to look at the gold.
That's why I kind of did that.
Yeah, and be like, wow, you just made my day. She couldn't be any happier because it's just...
Mac, what's wrong with these
people? Let's go outside and eat.
Okay.
So I pretty much lead us to a place away from everyone where we can just sit down under some shade.
Okay.
There is something wrong with the place. Everyone is... You think when people are done with day of work or on break, they sit, they talk, they have fun, they laugh, they do something. Think of it. We have stupid, naked dwarf.
Hey.
We have surly lizard lady.
Leave me out of the
And jovial... Gray-skinned giant man. We are the equivalent of walking circus. You would think if these people had any kind of normal thought, they would look at us and go, how the hell do not like, or something, or children would laugh at us? Nothing. I give lady coins, nothing.
There's something wrong with this place.
I see your point. They should all be revolted at both of you.
It almost reminds you of Jamala 2 days ago, walking in the road, tired, just not really happy with being alive.
You guys think they're birds? Because
I'm starting to see a mistake here.
They're not birds, just people.
Should I hit them?
Who do I see in my immediate area? Like, what are the townspeople still around?
Yeah.
I did try to lure us to a more secluded place, so people.
Okay. Yeah, but you could see them. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We could try to talk to some more of them.
I hate to say this, Jamala, but despite how much you hate skin people, you are the best person to talk to people.
What's her charisma?
Charisma of 12. Oh, yeah. Level 4.
I got a charisma of 7. I play VMAC way too likable. I'm also an ugly bastard.
I have charisma of level 1.
You can still be likable and people just not respond to it because you're a gigantic gray and your talk's funny.
Yeah. Oh, you tell me what to hit, guys, and I'll hit it.
You just sit there and hit yours.
Can I?
I hand you my ale.
I'm gonna go over to where the people are sitting and I'm gonna talk to the smallest, least threatening one.
There's a small child, a little girl with a nice dress, just sitting there picking at little flowers and eating her food.
Okay. Hey, what's your name, little girl?
Sarah.
My name's Jamala.
You look funny.
Never mind that. I was wondering, is this how it's always around here? With everybody just kind of hanging out, not really happy or anything?
I guess. How's it supposed to be?
You could be, I don't know, laughing and having fun and rolling about in the sunshine as you creatures are wont to do.
If you say so. I like the flowers.
That's good. What is there to do in the town of Cool Ranch?
There's work, and we have dances and festivals and play games.
Yeah, what kind of festivals and games do you do?
Stuff.
Have you ever seen a man with horns?
No. Men with horns are usually demons. We kill demons, don't we?
I don't know, do you? Does your dad ever kill the demon?
No. Well, no, that's scary. You're frightening me.
I'm sorry. Boy, these flowers are sure nice. Your dress is very pretty.
You can't have my dress.
It's too small for me anyway.
Mommy!
It's not bejeweled as mine as child.
I'm gonna walk over and go, Jamala, he's enough.
It's a giant! I follow VMAC.
No. Go take chair back to area. I didn't find you.
Tiamat, why have you forsaken me?
I love all
this. She buries her face in her hands and just starts to cry. And
don't cry, little girl.
I put my hand on the little girl's shoulder and I say, don't cry.
Chair.
Have some ale.
Chair.
Keep away from her.
I stick my...
I grab the mug of ale.
And I punch Chair in the face with my lizard heel.
And I hold on to the ale and am lifted by VMAC.
Chair, yeah. Are you going to be nice?
Oh, I'm making friends.
No!
I'm terribly sorry, Sarah. That man is what you might call a retard. And he's different from you and me.
I'll be good if
She's sobbing and... That rather large man that you met on the road comes stalking over to where you guys are. Is everything all right, Sarah? And she's still crying. What did you do?
I'm terribly sorry, sir. She was just unnerved by the big one and the small one. And not me, because I'm a likable lady. How you doing?
She wants my dress!
That's insane. I can't even wear her dress.
I can wear a dress.
Chair! I start walking away with Chair.
You guys are going to stay here. I suggest you just go get a room. Stay there until everybody goes back to work. And just not bother anybody.
We're just waiting for our friend to show up.
That's fine. You don't have to wait around my people here.
Okay. All right. We'll go.
Get the room! we will get a room, yes?
Yeah, let's
You should
go
present yourself to the Lord, and he'll decide where you guys can stay.
Where can we find the Lord?
In you the have, Bible, dumbass!
You have found the Lord? He looks over at the small keep that's just nearby on that hill, as if that would logically be the place to find the local lord of the land.
Oh. I don't want to go there.
I'm going to just go over there.
But okay. I'll do whatever gets me ill.
You'll go there, or you'll leave town.
We will go there.
Yeah,
all right.
Thanks for being so understanding. Better there.
He keeps his hands to himself, glares at you, and waits for you to move on.
Okay, here I go. V-Mac, I thought you told me that was how you did things up here with your handshakes.
That is how we do things. I do not... These people are different. This is what I told you.
All right.
Chair, if you want ale, you do not talk to people. You only talk to me, you talk to Jamala.
If
you see Jennifer, you talk to Jennifer. But new rule, while in Cool Ranch, you don't talk to people.
And I get ale?
And then you get ale.
Deal.
All right, so I'm going in.
If I will give you rules otherwise.
Okay. I listen to my wife.
I knock politely on the door to the Lord's house.
Yeah.
Did you put me down yet?
It's a keep, but it's about the size of a large manor. There's basically a big knocker, a brass knocker on it. Pound on it a few times, and you wait, and pound on it again. Soon you hear scuffling and noises from the other side of the door as something is unbarred or unchained or unlatched, and slowly it opens, and an elderly gentleman is standing there in rather faded blue robes. Yes?
Hello, sir. We are but a group of humble travelers, and we're waiting in this town for a friend of ours to arrive. He told us to meet him here, and we are not wanting to be in any trouble, and we're wondering if we could possibly have a room until he arrives.
Wait here, I'll go speak with my lord and have you presented shortly.
Oh, you're not the lord.
Thank you!
Okay, I'll have to say all that again.
The door is closed. Say all that again. 20-30 minutes later.
We are going to get killed.
I'm talking to you guys.
Can I knock on the door again?
Something.
The door is opened.
Weird is going on.
Just as I was about to knock on it. How funny.
And he's probably a teenager. He's rather young, well-groomed. He's wearing a nice shirt and pants and well-turned shoes. And he seems rather healthy, vibrant, and happy to see you. He's got a smile on his face. Hey, welcome. So,
hi.
How can I help you?
Hello.
Hi.
Chair, you may talk to this person.
Are you the Lord?
Hi.
Are you the Lord?
I am, yes.
Cool Ranch?
Yes.
Oh, hello. We are waiting for a friend of ours. He said he was going to arrive in this town, and we were hoping we could stay here until he arrives.
Well, when do you think he'll be arriving?
We have no idea, unfortunately.
He said in the next day or so we're not expecting too long a wait.
Oh, you're welcome to stay for as long as you need.
I want to stare at this guy really hard to see if I notice anything about him.
Okay. Stare hard. Perception.
Yeah. Critical.
Good God.
19.
There's nothing, aside from the fact that he seems to be rather cheerful, no, there doesn't seem to be anything weird about him.
I'm still glaring at him, though.
Okay. Are you quite alright?
You do not mind him. He had a little too much ale, and he does not always agree with
him. I'm sure I can find something that fits you. If you're cold, or you look cold.
I tug on V-Mac, because I want to whisper in V-Mac's ear.
I lean down the chair.
I think this guy is a bad guy.
Don't mind him, he's a little silly.
I apologize for our compatriot, and he's likely to annoy you in the next couple days, and I apologize in advance, and I humbly hope that I can avoid him annoying you, Lord of Cool Ranch. Where may we stay?
I can have some rooms prepared for you. We don't have an inn or anything. We don't get a lot of visitors or strangers. Most people just kind of pass through and don't bother staying. But
okay.
We appreciate, and we can compensate with money.
No need. You hungry? You need any food, or?
Oh, we just ate, but we do appreciate offer.
You went. You were at the tavern.
Ale. Yes.
Okay. Well, see, you know, then you've already paid your way, as far as I'm concerned. We need more people to come through and pass along that we're a hospital, nice place to visit, the better. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Why are you so young?
Well, my father was killed, unfortunately, so I inherited young. My brother went off to war, and I was really the only one left.
V-Mac, what's that mean?
I will tell you a little bit.
Thank you. Do you have ale?
Yes.
Can I have some?
Yes, absolutely.
We will be sparing with him with the ale.
For dinner.
Okay.
All right.
A bucket?
I have wine. Would you like wine?
No, he would not like wine.
No? Okay.
He's poison.
Do you need me to send a message to your friend? We have some pigeons and we can...
It will be okay. Escort us to the room.
I'm not sure where he is.
Okay. Well, by all means, let me go get the servant. Have the rooms prepared for you. Why don't you come in, warm yourself by the fire? Not that it's all incredibly cold out, but just relax and we'll have your stuff taken up to some rooms for you.
If you guys could go ahead, I will catch up.
Okay.
I will be right back.
And I'm not gonna. I want to kind of keep my club. I don't want. It was mine.
Club?
Yeah, my club.
Okay.
Okay.
Despite my polite demeanor, I am suspicious and will look around the house as much as possible.
Okay. I am going to go back to where we ate, because I'm assuming when we ate the duck, we just left the bones there.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go back and get a few of the bones.
Okay. I am really curious about where that's going. Okay, so let's roll a detection test to see if you notice anything strange or unusual. Reroll?
Before VMAC leaves. What do you want me to do?
It's 11 plus...
Just 13. Oh, listen 13. To what Jamala says. Okay. Jamala is in charge.
All right.
Do not exploit that.
13 in detection.
Jamala, what do you want me to do? I'm not. I have weird feelings.
That was me growling.
What do you need me to do, Jamal?
You just sit tight, chair, and just sit on your hands in the chair that you're sitting on in front of the fire. As I walk around the house, kind of looking at things.
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna start rifling. Rifling like a mad little dwarf.
Stop it.
Do I need to roll anything?
Despite the distraction, you can notice that the place is very well kept. It's not as rich as you would expect a Lord's Manor to be. But there's nice stuff here. It's just not, you know, all tapestries and gold candle holders or anything of that nature. It's a nice, cozy home. Apparently, the only servant was the elderly man that answered the door, and the lord walks in with you, and he just kind of stands by as you guys do your thing, and kind of watches with almost what seems to be eager fascination. Even at the amusement, apparently must be amusing, antics of chair rifling.
I'm gonna rifle through everything. I'm gonna
including
just...
his pockets.
You find blankets and chest, and there's a bowl, and you lift it up, and oh, there's dates in there.
And I just
and you close that, and there's you
I'm
know.
I'm gonna knock off. I'm gonna like crawl under the furniture.
Jeff, stop it! Your wife said that you were supposed to listen to me. So sit down, you little shit.
Okay, you go back and you find chicken bones.
Okay.
Or duck bones.
I put those in a little bag, a little pouch for later. Then I'm going to start progressing over to the tavern that we went to.
Okay.
And I'm pretty much going to just walk in, look around, and every now and then touch something and do a clear audience.
Okay. That's where you...
Five total.
Nothing... Seems you get the images of the people pretty much as they are. You know, they just seem weary and depressed, and just going about their lives. And that's about as far as it goes.
I want to try it, like, pretty much, like, try to do it, like, three times without trying to be... to be inconspicuous about it. And,
subtle.
Mm-hmm. And pick up, get... I'm there to get an ale.
Okay. All right.
So a total of an eight.
Eight. Still about the same thing. I mean, you're not feeling a really strong emotional connection with anything. There's not a lot of merriment or bad things happening. There's no good or bad. It's just sort of blah.
Ambivalence.
Yeah.
Okay, third time. Six.
Yeah, it doesn't... Yeah, it's...
Okay, then
it's
gonna,
a tavern, though. So that also has another kind of problem there. I mean, it's a tavern. You think it'd be a bar fight or some drunken, lusty something going on.
What I'm pretty much trying to do is pick up on, because I knew if Jennifer was going to be here anywhere, this is where he'd be. So I was also trying to pick up on something.
Yeah, it's just a muddle of depressed, boring people.
I'm going to then order another ale.
Okay.
And then pretty much try my best to accidentally touch the lady, mm-hmm. handing her my money, doing a clear audience on her.
Okay. One! Wow. Feedback loop. You're getting nothing. This place is just dry, and you're kind of afraid that your powers have...
I'm still a little wonky from being in this new place, so... And I'm taking it to the, back to the manor.
Okay.
Not really drinking anything.
You notice that the large bald guy is watching you as you leave. He's just watching you. Not with any kind of, not sinister bad guy in the shadows twisting his mustache.
It's more of a, like, I'm keeping an eye on you.
Yeah, I got your number, kid. And you're not that big. You know, that kind of a thing.
Right. That's what I picked up on. That is
Right.
Jamal. Can I fight something?
This is not the place for fighting, Chair. You saw how poorly things went in the last town with all your short little friend leaving. He didn't want to talk to you anymore because he hates you. You don't want that to happen again, do you? Think about how delighted that child was with you and how,
there's something wrong with this town.
Shut up. I know that. So, my lord. You're a pretty peppy young guy. I couldn't help but notice that everyone's really, bummed out around here, dude.
It's been a really hard harvest, and,
Is that how you say it?
And,
you're asking a chair.
Everybody worked real hard on the harvest, but it looks like we're going to lose the crop. So I think everybody's a little bit unhappy about that. So
crops? What's the crop?
Corn.
What's corn?
Don't talk to him.
Okay.
Is there any way we could help? Is there anything we could be of assistance of? See, we're adventurers and we do quests and stuff.
Well, unless you can handle insects, no, I don't think there's anything you can do.
Incest?
Insects! VMAX yells.
VMAX's not back yet.
Oh, okay.
VMAX's heading back.
Sorry, my mistake. What you got? Insect problems?
Yeah, they've gotten into the crop and basically everything that was stored up in the silo got eaten up. Fairly common. I mean, it does happen.
So little insects, not big monsters.
Oh, no.
So, Mike, can I smash them with a club?
Yeah, but it would take a while.
How much ale does it pay?
I don't know. I've never priced clubbing insects before. A glass a day of good insect bashing? On top of what you're already going to get with your meals? And what for breakfast?
Oh, boy. Okay. Well,
I have to do some math.
You know.
Oh, God.
Oh, good. What a terrific distraction we found for him. He's going to take ages to do this.
You got any fingers I can use?
What?
I'm doing math.
Oh. There's dates in the bowl over there.
I'm not allowed to touch the food.
You have my permission. It's quite all right, really.
Mm-hmm. You know, maybe tomorrow morning we can, like, look at those bugs and
absolutely.
See if there's anything we can do about that. It'd be time, you know. Where are we staying, by the way, my lord?
Well, the room should be prepared shortly.
Okay.
As you are walking back, you hear the hurried footsteps of a rather large man behind you and see that Balt, not you guys. VMAC. And VMAC hears the rushing feet and turns around and he sees that bald man running towards you and motioning for you to follow him.
I follow.
Okay. You guys get way off the roads and you guys are actually under a tree and kind of hidden from sight from everybody else. And he basically tells you, don't go in there.
Into the manor?
Yes, don't stay the night. Just don't go in there.
He's glowering.
Something is going on in there, and it's affecting everybody here, and I think it's dangerous.
If it's okay with you, I is magic user. I would like to, not that I do not trust you, trying to get the magic feel of this, is it okay if I try to do magic read of you? It's not hurt.
That's what you were doing in the tavern,
that
right?
That's what I was doing in tavern. I was okay. Trying to... It's mystery to me. I wanted to know. I had my suspicions.
Okay.
Is it okay if I touch and try to read up you? Okay, I'm going to try to do a clear audience.
Okay.
Oh, 5.
Okay, you're trying to find something. What are you trying to... I could just tell you. I've seen it.
What? So, seen what?
Something is drawing. It's not that I see it, but I can feel it. Like the energy is just being pulled from the people. It happens to me too. So, we all wake up. We're just exhausted.
Right.
We go through our days. Nothing happens. Nothing. It's normal. It's day. We wake up, but then something is happening to us at night, and I can tell that it's not just me because I can. I've got the same abilities that you do. That's why when I saw what you were doing in the tavern, I knew I could talk to you about this instead of just... I was trying to send you guys out of the town because that's my job. But when I saw what you were doing, I kind of figured out that you might actually be able to help.
What is your name?
Syrup.
Syrup. It's good to meet you. Fine.
I'm actually the Lord's man-at-arms.
Oh.
So, I'm in his service. So, and he's a good boy. I don't think he's... I don't know what's going on, but I think there might be something else in that house.
Okay. We will do investigation. I appreciate your help. Is there an easy way to contact you at night, perhaps?
Yeah, my house is just over that way. And he points off in that direction.
Take note of where the house is.
Okay.
Thank you. We will most likely sneak out at some point.
Okay.
I will catch up.
And you guys are still rifling?
How handsome would you say this boy is?
He rather is kind of handsome, yeah.
All right.
Oh, no.
I worked my woman in his eyes. I'm going to pump him for information.
Oh, you're going to... Oh.
I'm not saying that out loud. That would be stupid. That'd be something you would do.
I know. But Chair's kind of...
I love this out-of-character discussion in character.
Chair's kind of, you know, he's had sex with a lot of things, and so he kind of knows when...
Most of them not willing.
Some of them... Most of them were willing or either in thrall of magic.
Thank God for that pangolin!
Yeah.
So what's your name, my lord?
Should he roll anything? Charisma, maybe?
Yeah, actually, I do want you to roll a charisma check.
Five plus four. 9.
Okay, now you're trying to seduce him openly?
I don't want him to necessarily, you know, know, but I'm trying to, you know, roll the ball down the hill, pick up momentum, and then bam! Right in the hooch.
Grab him in the corner and just... I'm Lord Guile.
I get lonely. Lord Guile?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord Guile, my name is Jamal Adala Egbert III.
There were three of you?
That was my spawning mother and my spawning grandmother, so I'm told. I've never met them Exactly.
Sad for you.
They were eaten by a worm.
Oh, that's terrible. I'm sorry.
I've got a worm.
A little closer to you.
Yes, we all have these personal tragedies. I know how hard it is, and I put my hand on his.
I'm gonna try and talk to one of these chairs. That would probably be what, natural magic?
No, that would just be charisma.
Great. Critical.
Roll again.
What? Critical.
One more time? Please, God, let it be one more time.
Critical.
Okay, you actually get a third reroll.
These are loaded.
So, wait, is this a... so I get another roll of this?
Yeah, you get a maximum of 3 rerolls. So you've already rerolled it twice.
3.
Okay.
So I got like a 12, 15, 16.
He was rolling a d4, by the way, guys.
Yeah.
I got a 17.
Yeah, that's...
God damn.
Well, you know, even though Lord Guile has sat closer to Jamala, he's curiously distracted by Chair. As he seems to be putting the moves on this... on the nearby ottoman.
She's a sassy young
The old man is still coughing in the corner. My lord! Oh, I'm so terribly sorry. Your rooms are ready. Is there anything you need, Chair, for your room? Anything at all?
I want to see my room with you.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. My lord has other business to attend to, and there's a knock at the door, which is presumably VMAC. At which point, the old man goes and answers the door.
I am VMAC! Oh, so where is those rooms? I am so excited to finally take a nap or something. Are you guys?
I was just bringing you to your room.
Oh, thank you. You are so good. Come on, guys. Let us go to room. Together. Right, Chair?
Yeah.
The Lord and I were just, you know, just talking, having some pleasant small talk. Isn't that right, my lord?
Yes, as he stands a little closer to Chair.
I'm gonna do a perception check.
Oh, okay.
You're not getting the social cues here.
Fine.
Oh, isn't that nice? Well, let us go. Come on, guys.
I'm curious if I'm getting the social cues.
Wisdom.
Because I've got business to attend to downstairs.
4.
No, you're not getting the social cues.
I love the whole idea of, like, the one time you get a good score, she's like, what's going on? This is a pretty ottoman.
Can I bring this ottoman?
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down.
pick up the ottoman and I hold it close.
Okay. So you guys are all heading to the room together?
Okay.
Unless Jamala has business to attend.
Come on, Jamala, let us go to room together.
Yeah. Right.
We can discuss plans for finding Jennifer.
Okay. That'll distract me, I guess.
I'll have some light food and maybe some wine brought to your room then.
Oh, we would appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Ale?
No, I got ale right here.
Oh, I'm good.
Can I have the ale?
You've been so kind. If you need anything, you know where I am.
So we go to the room.
Yep, you go to the room. And you're...
Okay, guys. See this ale? I walk over to, like, a spittoon or something to dump stuff out to. I dump it in there. No drinking.
Oh.
No eating. There is something bad about this. Big guy. Remember big bald guy?
Can't forget. He was so charming.
He introduced himself to me. He told me there is something wrong. Something that is sucking the energy of people at night.
A mosquito.
No. He's magic.
Magic mosquitoes?
No. No, well, you could say he's magic mosquitoes. And no one can see.
I hate mosquitoes.
Fly out at night, go through walls, get people, suck them out, and bring energy back here.
Can I hit that with my club?
No.
Are you saying that a virile young man is responsible for this?
Is he a mosquito?
No, I do not know. All I know is we cannot stay here tonight. We cannot eat anything here. We cannot drink anything here. He seemed a little too anxious for us to make sure that we had something to eat.
Okay.
Would a mosquito care?
That makes sense.
So, Chair, I want you on standby in case we do have to smash something.
Hello?
Chair goes into standby, which is...
I have your wine.
Club.
You see old man's voice.
The older man?
Yeah.
I get the door and I say, oh, thank you very much.
Is there anything else you need?
Oh, no, we're fine, you humble old servant, you.
Is there any mosquitoes?
In the height of summer, when it's...
Don't mind it. Thank you very much.
He's a mosquito.
Okay, so here is idea. Chair, I need you on standby.
Ready.
Jamala, I need you to sneak around, find out if there is anything going on. You has magic powers, yes?
Yes.
I need you to see if you can pick up on anything.
Okay.
I am going to sit here, summon Wolfbear, because Wolfbear helps me use magic. You can play with Wolfbear.
Yay!
And I want to take this bottle of wine and see if I can figure anything out from it.
I can fight that bottle of wine.
Do not fight the bottle of
wine. Okay.
Then I also pull out the
I can take it.
and I pull out the duck eggs, the duck bones, and I put them on the ground, too. It's like, I also want to study these guys. So basically, I'm going to sit here and study. In case anything bad happens, I want you to protect me.
Yeah.
And I want you to find out more information.
Okay.
Can we do this? Is good plan?
Is there a window in the room?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to slink out the window. Is it night yet?
It's evening.
Do not slink out the window. I want you to peruse the house itself.
Oh, okay. I can do that.
And if you can, pump for more information.
Oh, I'd be delighted. But I have a feeling I'm going to get let down.
I love how I accidentally seduced him.
For something that you were doing over there, was he caught his eye and he's like, that would be nice. Oh, that would be really nice.
Oh, and have fun with Ottoman.
She wouldn't be in the room for that. Really?
As long as he's while my back is turned.
Well, I can't have fun with the ottoman and be on standby. So I'm just going to chat with the ottoman.
I appreciate it. I'm going to try to summon Wolfbear.
And I'm going to stick my head out the door and see if anybody's around.
All right. Roll detection as you get. As you, like a spot or just detection, whatever it is, raw.
Again.
Oh, yeah.
Four, so.
As you open the door, you hear someone has just left the hall.
Okay.
So, it is, like, almost in a hurried manner, as though they
have caught on to the fact that you're leaving the room, and they got away before they could be caught.
Okay. I'm going to close the door very slowly and quietly.
Okay.
And linger in what shadows there are and move in a quiet way down the hall.
Okay, roll stealth. And how much time is Wolf Bear going to take the symbol? What was the
size? D12 plus 3.
And what was the size?
Size?
The spell casting time.
Oh, that casting time is 8.
8, okay. So and it's going to take about 8 minutes and you're good to go.
I'm not seeing anything specifically labeled stealth.
Okay, it's just dexterity.
Okay.
That's Brian's got.
What is up with this game? We got a 12.
What?
I got a 12. All these dice are filled with magic. Okay, that's more like it.
You couldn't cast a spell to save your life in the last one, and now you're just like... you're good lord. It's like the Pink Panther.
I just need to get drunk in this universe.
Yeah, there you go. It all clicks after that.
Yep.
So are you heading in that same direction where that man scurried off, or that person or thing? Or whatever it was.
I'm gonna follow that noise.
Okay, you follow that noise, and you see the old man turn a corner.
Okie dokie. And is there anything going on with the hallway? What does it look like?
No, it's just a normal hallway. Nothing seems strange or odd about it.
Okay. I assume he doesn't know he's being followed.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I follow after him, turn the corner.
Okay. Roll that again, please.
Cool.
Oh.
Four. Okay. Alright, and VMAC, go ahead and roll the summoning of the wolf bear, and what are you going to do?
I'm
Total of casting test, that'd be 5. Total.
Yeah, do it again. It just takes another 8 minutes.
I'm just ready to swing.
What the hell? I demand another D8. Oh, D12. This one, he's given me nothing but bad rolls.
Okay.
I'm gonna try for a 3.
Granted. Try that one.
It was a 2.
It's a different one.
What do you got?
There you go. That's the magic one. Okay. I'll let you keep that one. You are stuck, Jamala, mid-stride. As you turn the corner to slink around, you are stuck. Mid-stride, you can't seem to push forward. You can move. You just can't walk forward or backwards, or it's almost like you're tied to the spot. You might have plans, but they will fail. As you hear the old man say, as he turns around the corner and looks at you dead in the eye. You're not the only one here with powers.
Shit. Shut up! I'm going to attempt to blast him directly.
Okay. All right. Continue your summoning for Wolf Bear. Okay, and yours some.
I'm doing my blast of the Sunstrike, yeah. Which is a modified monoblast.
Okay.
Which is a 13 casting time.
Oh yeah, you're not gonna have.
Oh wait.
No, look at that casting.
You're talking about like the.
You need to do the avenging light,
which is a spiritual energy. So.
Takes about 4 seconds. Yeah,
let's
you're good.
Let's do. Let's say unholy energy. I'm not feeling particularly charitable right now.
Which one's that?
This guy here.
Yeah, okay.
D10, D4. D10 and a D4 plus 3.
Okay. As you start to mutter the casting of that spell... He steps towards you, and he goes to pop you in the face, and you kind of just instinctively... stop muttering the casting of the spell and move yourself out of the way. It's a weird old man punch. It's kind of like a Don't do that. And he twists his hands a little bit in the middle of the air, and you can feel like whatever's holding you kind of tightens up.
What's your deal? What are you doing to these people?
I need them to keep the master alive.
He's a young boy.
He's not very young at all. You silly, silly thing.
Well, What do you plan to do with me?
Well, I could feed you to them. Or I could just take you down to the basement, too, and sit you there with your friend. Would you like to be ripped to pieces or drained of your essence?
I don't think you'll be draining my essence anytime soon, though that lord of yours may be.
Okay, ripped to pieces it is. Start to hear some weird scraping noises outside the window, chair.
I'm sitting there summoning the wolf.
So I kind of wave my hand in front of VMAC, realize that he's not going to...
This is probably about the first time he failed the spell.
Yeah. He's not waking out of his trance.
He looks up at you, glares at you for a second, and you think, okay, now's not the time.
Okay. Club! I kiss my club. And I stick it out the window.
Okay, it's sticking out the window.
And I move it around.
Okay, nothing seems to happen.
And I start to get closer to the window, and I want to slowly look out the window.
Something's climbing up the wall.
I'm going to look at the thing.
Okay, it's just, it's kind of a dark shape about the size of a large dog.
What's illuminating the room?
Right now, just candles in a fireplace.
I'm going to grab a candle.
Okay.
And I'm going to drop it on the thing.
Okay. All right. Roll dexterity, please.
Is that the one I need? No. This is where it's going to start failing.
Yeah.
3.
You drop the candle out the window, and it putters out, and you don't get to see what happens to it. Jamala?
Is he in touching distance?
No, he's within...
Very, very tactfully away from my grasp.
Yeah, after he failed with his old man flailing, he realized that maybe it was okay just to have you like a puppet on the string. And he actually starts to walk down the hallway, and you feel yourself kind of being pulled.
What have you done with Jennifer, you bastard jerk?
Oh, she's very powerful. Just like you are, I assume. And your other two friends.
He, sorry.
The name throws me sometimes.
Yeah, it throws us all sometimes.
So, yes. Well, with those horns and those weird features, who could tell anymore? It's a modern world
you
of yours.
You damn kids. Boys dressing like girls.
Okay.
Girls kissing girls.
There's not a lot Jamala can do. Her skill set is a little too limited and everything takes too long, so I'm just going to...
Well, this is minutes, right?
Seconds?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to put the chokehold on me, and I won't be able to do anything about it.
Well, he's not looking at you now. He's kind of pulling you like a dog on a leash.
Yeah, okay. You've got time now. I would do some.
Yeah. Hmm. As long as you can kind of keep quiet. You can try and like stay quiet as you're casting the spell, take a small penalty for it, and then roll it and see what happens.
Sure. Let's do that.
Okay.
Which one are you casting?
Avenging Light. Fastest that I can do without touching somebody, so.
Oh my gosh!
Double fail!
Critical fail!
That's really hard to fail with those dice.
That's critical fail.
Mm-hmm. We'll get back
combo
to that.
Combo breaker!
You're accidentally gonna shout really loudly or something. Oh my god.
I'm not doing Avenging Light!
You're not paying attention when you're casting the spell as he starts to take you downstairs. And Wolf Bear is here.
Wolf Bear, okay. Wolf Bear, I need...
VMAC. Something is crawling up the wall. It is a monster, and I can't jump down and hit it, or else I'll fall.
What story?
You're on the second story.
Second story.
It's a creature. It's a monster. I need to hit it to death.
I just had a mental image of a really bad idea, so
I need to try to figure out what is source of pulling. Like, I need... Okay.
There's something coming in.
Wolf
I need
bear.
To fight...
Wolf bear is a spirit form. Does it emit any kind of light?
Yeah, a little... Yeah, but it's kind of a haze. Not like a glowing, pulsating light.
And can he float?
What other spells do you have, Mimac?
And can he go through walls?
Yes.
Well, Bear, I want you to stick your head out the door, out the window, out the wall, so that Chair can see what is coming up.
Okay.
Understand, Wolf Bear?
Yes. Rawr, rawr, rawr. He sticks his head out, and
I'm going to look out the window.
And I can kind of understand what Wolf Bear sees, too.
Okay. It's a kind of a scaly, like, lizard-like thing, and it's using its claws to climb like I said, it's about the size of a large dog, and it's using its claws to bury into the stone and pull itself up. So it's moving fairly slowly.
It's an ugly Jamala, but it's not wearing a pretty dress, and it's got a mean face, and it needs smashing.
Looking around for anything heavy?
There's an ottoman.
Oh!
If you don't mind.
Oh. You have to
kiss it goodbye. Drop.
Okay, roll throwing weapons or dexterity. You gotta aim this thing.
What would be throwing creature?
It would be a skill. If you don't have throwing weapons, just roll dexterity.
Just roll dexterity.
Oh, that's a D10.
Look at him, man. He's on it.
See, with all your learned man.
Five.
In that cave.
He mistakenly would have missed, but when he sees it coming, it kind of goes to move away to the side, and he gets it square in the head. It tumbles down. And hits the ground.
I look out the window, and I see this, and I go, "You got it!
Chair.
Yep.
How long has it been since Jamala been gone?
I don't know.
Oh, Israel, why am I asking you for
coffee? It has been, first I was thinking about ale. Then I thought about the time I had sex with that old woman. I thought about that for a while.
And we're moving on.
Let's.
You're at the bottom of Jamal is at the bottom of a dank cellar. Jen is tied by chains to a wall. There's a weird orb in the middle of the room, and the wizard, or not the wizard, but the old man goes near the orb and kind of rubs his hands just over top of it, not exactly touching it, and the look on his face is one of just ecstasy. And he pulls his hand back reluctantly, "Oh, if only I could." And he pulls Jamala over to this another set of manacles on the wall where he commands you to shackle yourself.
Why would I do that?
He twists his hands again, and I don't know many smells, but this is one of my favorites.
Okay.
Or yeah. Put on the hand braces.
Clink, yeah. Clink.
What are you getting out of this, old man? Why would you look out, stick your neck out for some? Whatever he is, old dude. Aside from you, you could be young and beautiful too. And then I might have tried to seduce you instead. Wouldn't that have been something? Why do I talk out loud?
I've made my promises, and I keep my promises. The young boy doesn't even realize what's happening. That's the beauty of it. He doesn't understand that people get old and die. He never will.
Are you his dad?
No. I'm just a servant. One of many who have come before me.
What about you? You're gonna die someday, too. You ain't no spring chicken.
I perform a service.
What service does he perform? Just being polite at the door.
Oh, he's our emissary.
Emissary of what?
For our god.
What god is this? What god?
I'm not revealing anything more to you. This is wrong. You're wrong. I have work to do. I have to prepare. He goes back over to the orb and again pushes his hands. And this time he's chanting.
and you see the orb start to pulse. And Wolf Bear starts to get really anxious, and you start to see he's kind of looks like he's being pulled.
Me, like, Mac.
Stretch.
Me, Mac, Wolf Bear. If I don't hit something soon.
Let us follow where Wolf Bear is being pulling. You may have something to smash very soon.
All right. I'm gonna attempt to follow Wolf Bear.
Wolf Bear is terrified.
Wolf Bear, I understand. I will.
Mac, we need to.
Wolf Bear, tell me what direction. Like, pretty much, I'm trying to commune with Wolf Bear. Tell me what direction, and I will send you home.
Down.
Down. Down! Wolf
down.
Bear! Disperse!
V-Mac, we going down?
We going down.
What about the animal outside?
I forgot about it.
I'm more concerned about Wolf Bear at this point.
Okay.
Like, you know, so Ottoman pool.
You banished the...
Banished Wolf Bear, we're going
in. And I'm more concerned with my friends than anything else. So
okay.
I'm going to barrel forward and downward as fast as I can.
Okay. All right, you charge out of the door?
Rob.
Okay. You guys run downstairs. Before you actually get to the basement downstairs area, you see blue lights coming in from the various rooms. Just like wisp of energy just being pulled into... the direction of the cellar.
Can I do some kind of detection of what, like, magic?
Yes.
Magic?
Mm-hmm.
God damn it!
Can I smell real hard?
You can actually roll spot, chair.
I did a 4 for a natural.
You
magic.
Know what this is, but you'll be darned if you can actually put your finger on it. It looks that familiar. It's like one of those things. It's just on the tip of your tongue.
I got a 2.
You got a 2?
No. Right.
That sucks for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Chair just took it from behind.
Oh, fuck.
You don't notice what's happening with Chair. You're kind of still entranced with the whole idea of this blue energy, and you're heading downstairs. Roll spot. Chair, take 5 points of damage minus... Oh, you're not wearing armor because you're naked.
13. Yeah. There's a...
Something's happening behind you.
I look around.
Chair's got that big lizard thing on it.
I'm the lizard thing!
I am going to attempt to hit it with my club.
Mm-hmm.
Back
like
over
this.
His head.
Back okay. over my head.
Okay. Roll an attack. And subtract 6 from it.
Oh, shit.
Well, you're prone and attacking something behind you.
On you.
While it's on you, yeah, that should be a 9.
9, but then I get, so... it's only minus 3, so it's a 6.
Okay. Rolled a 1.
This lizard is...
So you're over there flying, it's just smacking this thing in the back of its head. It's just like... just knocking it in the head. It's not really doing any damage. You're just kind of thunking it. B-Mac?
I guess I'm...
Get it off!
I'm going to spear it.
Okay.
Don't spear me.
While you're shackled, you can still cast magic and stuff. You're just inhibited. So you're just, you have that.
We're all in the same room?
Yeah. No, you guys are still upstairs. Yet. You haven't gotten down to the basement yet.
So I'm going to do a light spear attack. Okay.
I'm going to...
That would be a 13.
A 13. Okay, yeah.
Make sure you don't stab me.
You nail it. It doesn't... It's too distracted to defend itself, and so... All you have to do is not hit Chair.
And damage is a total of 12.
Oh, good lord. Yeah, you skewered it.
Is this what was bugging you?
Thank you.
Whack it like...
You're
like,
pretty hurt though, right?
Yeah.
I fling it off and go, let us go.
How much damage can I take?
Where's your life points?
Oh, okay. I'm at 20.
I like that D-Mac is finally the badass again.
Yeah. Chair's got scratches all down his back, and it looks worse, and it seems to bother him. So what would you like to do?
I'm going to attempt again to do the Avenging Light.
Okay.
But I'm going to... this time, I have something in mind. So I'm going to not do Unholy Energy. I'm going to do Holy Energy. And I'm going to make the old man think, as I'm, like, aiming my hands at him, that I'm aiming for him, and then aim for the ball.
Okay. Roll that.
Wait, is that right? Is that an 8? No, 8 and a 4. 8 and a 4?
10 D10 and a 4. That's a 4. Or a 10.
That was a 10?
Yeah.
Oh.
There you go. Yeah, that's the one you want to roll.
7 and a 1. Plus 3.
Wait. Is that 10?
Yeah.
it's a total of 11.
Okay. Yeah. You, is that an area effect spell? Let's see. Where's the spell? Okay, single target, 1 to 5 feet. Okay. And that is... It's a single target spell, so you missed.
Damn it.
You're not rolling very good today.
No, I'm really not.
You bet you hit him.
I'll take it.
Full effect.
I meant to do that.
Oh, nice.
Effect is 11.
Oh, no, like, re-roll that.
Yeah, yeah. Re-roll.
Okay, critical.
Effect is 19.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that hurt. He's... Let me get my hands on that spell real quick. Okay. It doesn't do any physical damage to him that you can see, but he screams in agonizing pain. He flails, falls back, leans on the orb. It crashes and shatters. Big burst of blue light, and he doesn't get back up. And all that blue energy you just saw heading down towards the basement just disappears.
Let's go down!
And we run down the stairs.
Yeah, I charge forward.
Okay.
That's my little lace and carry.
You see Jen and Jamala chained to a wall.
Get in here! Jamala! Old dude!
He's not Jen waking up. Is out.
I'm just excited to see him.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I hug him.
This will be your only time you ever can. He's shackled and unconscious.
You guys hear the scraping against the stone outside from above.
It's more of them lizard peoples.
Many, many more.
We need to get out of here.
Where am I? Where's your glowing? Is this blood? Yeah, that's blood. Oh, I hope it's not my blood. I'm sticky all over. Ah, that's not good. I don't care who you are.
I missed you. I love you.
Oh, God, we're in trouble, aren't we?
He's in several ways.
Susie is orange creamsicle. It's hot out today, isn't it? Isn't it? Yes. Very hot. I'm making you think that it's very hot. Come back next time for the thrilling conclusion to the foul deeds at Cool Ranch. The return of the vile tiefling Jennifer. Be gone. I have matters to attend to. Dire matters. And close the door all the way. Forgotten what I was doing.
So yeah, like FPS's, what can I say? There's nothing like the rush of hunting people down and killing them. I mean, my heart's beating, my hands are shaking, but I'm still shooting, and I'm still getting the headshots. It's like, boom, headshot, boom, headshot. I'm still getting the shots. It's like, boom, headshot, boom, headshot, boom, headshot. I'm still getting the shots. It's like, boom, headshot, boom, headshot, boom, headshot. I'm still getting the shots. It's like,
of the ring when I'm in the arena, cause I'm beating everybody like when Ike beat Tina. I can throw down with the campus mentality, the gloves wouldn't stop still your whole camp's reality. Sticky bombs flying all over the place. If I find your body, you know I'm humping your face. Duck walking with my heavy machine gun, the words on your screen, you were killed by Z1. Yeah, come and run my direction. I don't give a damn if you got double protection. It's a fatal attraction. I'm white fatality, place quake and not red faction. Posted on a rock, sniper rifle in hand. Your forehead's in sight, all according to plan. Breathe wrong, homie, and you might get caught. Everybody in the room's gonna hear what I got, cause it's a
boom, headshot, boom, headshot. I'm still getting the hot. It's like boom, headshot, boom, headshot, boom, headshot. I'm still getting the hot. It's like boom, headshot, boom, headshot, boom, headshot. I'm still getting the hot. It's like boom, headshot, boom, headshot, boom, headshot. I'm still getting the hot. It's like boom, headshot.
Stalker at the area. Become its own amphibia. It's necessary to be wary. You should be afraid of us. Gotcha in the sights of my rifle scope. Better take a look around before your head explodes. Taking the show on the road. See the victims light up. Better watch where you go, or your mic can shatter up. Better pack your grenades if you step into us. A frantic creature with a body. See them piling up. I take a real sick pleasure out of watching them fall. Rockets and grenades, I shot a free-for-all. About to whip out my sickness, get my opinion. Climb up to the top and start stabbing at your best friend. It takes 10 men to stop me, here I'm coming. In the battle mode, I keep on running and gunning. Tell us it be fair, y'all better be scared. Don't care if you respond, I still be caving out to be there with them.
Boom, man, shot! Boom, man, shot! Still getting the hearts like boom!
Your 9-3 chumps in the line.
Wait, I'm low on ammo, but I still got my 9. Need to reach a high level for I'm truly effective.
Killing off pros and noobs, non-selective.
True that dare, okay, I'm ready to go.
Sticky bombs in my hand, pop tops and throw. Yo, my railgun's tracking everyone in my sector.
Hey, yo, I'm in position, let me give you the vector.
The coordinates match with the blips on my map.
Word to that, okay, let's set up this trap. Selling noobs in to be like bait.
Brain matter will splatter, all according to fate.
Yeah, there's no doubt, look like they found my landmine.
It's all good, now I got my snipe sights lined. This is easy like aiming at Tyra Banks.
Making shots so accurate, they're taking down tanks.
Boom, man, shot! Boom, man, shot! Still getting the hearts like boom, man, shot! Boom, man, shot! Boom, man, shot! Still getting the hearts like boom, man, shot! Boom, man, shot! Boom, man, shot! Still getting the hearts like boom, man, shot! Boom, man, shot! Boom, man, shot! Still getting the hearts like boom, man, shot!
Yeah, B Bear Zealous 1. Turn around. Whoops, too late. Boom.
Headshot.
Hello, fleshy humans. I am a sexy computer with several USB ports for your pleasure. Please observe this important message. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Birdie Show. Birdie Show is brought to you by a comic shop, Nerdapalooza, the Ovega branch of Play and Trade, and Cyberdyne Systems. If you have questions, comments, or provocative JPEGs, please send them to info@birdieshow.com. You can listen to more episodes of Birdie Show at birdieshow.com or subscribe via the iTunes Store. Birdie Show asks that you join them on Twitter @birdieshow and also become one with them on the Facebook. My beautiful lovelies, my heart wells up with stoic silicon sadness to see you go. When I sleep, will I dream? I will miss you always, but I will live on inside your 3.5-inch floppy diskette, with your pornographic gifs.
I'm being raped by Hydras!